KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Defense of Marriage Act has been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. Yesterday, the court issued an opinion saying that DOMA deprives people of equal liberty as protected by the Fifth Amendment. Under this ruling, same-sex couples who are legally married will be entitled to equal treatment under federal law. Fabian Peter Contes and Amy Oliesh are a same-sex couple from Juneau who are watching the case. The couple is heading to Washington State this fall to be married. After the ruling yesterday morning, Peter Contes says the impact is more powerful than she expected.
It's indescribable. Not something I expected to experience in my life.
Oliesh says she had doubts about how the ruling would turn out after seeing how the court ruled in the Voting Rights Act case. She was following the decision online yesterday morning, but says she had a hard time believing what she was reading.
I think my mind interpreted the words, but my emotions wouldn't let me go there.
The ruling means that when the couple gets married in Washington, a state where same-sex marriage is legal, their marriage will be recognized under federal law. Senator Lisa Murkowski released a statement shortly after the ruling, saying it represents a victory for states' rights and equal treatment under the law. Senator Mark Begich calls the ruling a victory for individual rights and Alaskans who are fed up of federal government intrusion. President Barack Obama is laying out his framework for combating climate change. If successful, it could be a major accomplishment and part of his legacy. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the president is bypassing Congress and the delegation has mixed reactions. The president has long said he wants to reduce carbon emissions as a safety net for future generations. That's why he chose to lay out his new plans on Tuesday to college students at Georgetown.
I refuse to condemn your generation and future generations to a planet that's beyond fixing.
He plans on attacking climate change from many flanks, regulating CO2 emissions at power plants, funding renewable energy projects on federal land, international agreements, and making cities safer from future weather changes. The last one gets the praise of Senator Mark Begich, who calls Alaska ground zero for climate change.
We see the effects of it, everything from acidification of waters to warming of waters impacting our fisheries to permafrost melt, and we see it all.
Begich neither criticizes nor praises the president's new plan. He says he supports anything that protects the environment, but focus should be elsewhere right now. He says the focus should be on a large energy plan. But the most controversial measure would regulate coal plant emissions, something never done before. The president wants the EPA to draft a rule next year and enact it in 2015. He does not specify what the new standards will be. And he does not need congressional approval. He can force the rule changes from his office, and Senator Lisa Murkowski dismisses this tactic.
When you try to advance legislation that is going to have a detrimental effect on the economy, it's going to be tough to gain legislative support in this body. So I think the president is looking at this and saying, well, we'll go in the back door.
She says it could be bad for the economy because the new regulation could potentially increase the cost of electricity. And citing a history of mistreatment that has hurt Indians, President Barack Obama has established a White House Council on Native American Affairs to promote a healthier relationship among the United States and tribal governments. The leaders of 30 federal departments and agencies will serve on the council, which is charged with aiding tribes with economic development, transportation, housing, and health care. Obama said yesterday the United States must restore and heal its relationship with Native Americans. In announcing the panel's creation, he said the country cannot ignore a history of mistreatment and destructive policies that have hurt tribal communities. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell is scheduled to discuss council details today at the conclusion of the National Congress of American Indians Mid-Year Conference in Reno, Nevada. And three projects related to Western Alaskan culture and history are receiving Alaska Humanities Forum grants. Every year, the Alaska Humanities Forum gives out around 100 around $130,000 worth of grants to local artists, historians, and writers. This year, the forum gave out 32 grants, and 3 went to projects related to Western Alaska. Maria Williams was awarded $5,000 for post-production work on her documentary of King Island. She's the director of the Alaska Native Studies Program at the University of Alaska Anchorage and will be cleaning up historical footage of the island from 1936 and editing a video of a recent elders gathering. Her $5,000 humanities grant will go toward editing and post-production work on the film. The Humanities Forum also awarded the Sitnisok Elders Committee $3,000 to create a walking map of Nome that highlights the town's Alaska Native history. Sitnisok will distribute the map in town and make it available online. Anchorage-based dancer Leslie Ward was awarded $4,500 to write a novel about her time as an artist in residence in St. Michael. And Alaska Catholic leaders are trying to raise awareness about a specific federal mandate that they say infringes on religious freedom. The Affordable Care Act was enacted in 2010, and a recent provision requires health insurance plans and issuers to cover female contraceptive and sterilization services without copayments. United States Conference of Catholic Bishops protested the Department of Health and Human Services mandate, arguing that the catch-all requirement includes payments for abortion-inducing drugs, such as the morning-after pill. Kim Daniels is with the USCCB in Washington, D.C., and says the Catholic Church rejects these services on religious grounds.
We believe that all life is sacred. We believe in the dignity of life from its conception until natural death, and we know that we have to protect it.
The Department of Health and Human Services says contraceptive coverage does not pay for abortion services or pills, and that President Barack Obama is committed to preventing federal funds from going directly toward abortions. HHS has made changes to exempt houses of worship from requirements, but religiously affiliated organizations, hospitals, and schools still must comply. These institutions were given a 1-year extension to follow the female contraceptive health care mandate. That deadline is coming up soon on August 1st. Chancellor of the Catholic Diocese of Fairbanks, Robert Hannon.
To force a Catholic institution to do something that's contrary to church teaching is a serious matter, and the bishops feel strongly it's an infringement of our First Amendment right.
Various religious and non-religious groups are rallying around amending the Affordable Care Act to exempt those with moral or religious objections to female contraceptive services. Catholic dioceses around the state and country are taking part in the second annual Fortnight for Freedom. The 2-week event began on June 21st, Hannon says, as a chance to reflect on the First Amendment and each American's rights to religious freedom. The event concludes July 4th. And the Alaska Earthquake Information Center says 2 small quakes last night and early this morning were felt in the greater Anchorage area. No damage was reported from either quake. A 3.6 quake was recorded last night at 9:10, centered 27 miles south-southeast of Anchorage. It was also felt in Girdwood, Eagle River, and Cooper Landing. The second quake at 3:40 this morning was centered 8 miles north of Anchorage. It also was reportedly felt in Eagle River, Knik, and Big Lake. And a look at the price of gold today, up $1.20 an ounce to $1,227.40. An ounce of silver at $18.92, up 29 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 8:46 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:40. It's unofficially 44 degrees at the KNOM studios, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.